Gary and Tommy's mums keep up with what the guys are up to with this catch-up podcast. Spoil mum this Mother's Day with Versace Bright Crystal 90ml fragrance, just $69.99 at Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrances.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Live from Magic Mountain in Merimbula. Well, not quite. Carrie and Tommy are conquering the black hole. Where are you guys?
At the moment, we're conquering the minivan on the way to the black hole. And
wow.
Boy, have we conquered the hell out of it.
Yeah, we're a bit late because the rain. Was it the rain that affected the flight?
No,
Carrie insisted
she needed to wax her bikini line before we took off because she's still paranoid that we're going to prank her and not bring a wetsuit or something. So we're running a little bit late, but we should be there. Joshy, how many minutes?
Six minutes away. And we should say, what a day Merimbula has turned on. All I've ever heard about Merimbula, it is like the most beautiful sunny place in Australia. Describe it for us now, Tommy.
I'll tell you what, I've never seen anything greyer and more green. It is an absolute shitstorm out there at the moment. Torrential rain and a balmy about 12 degrees. So perfect water slide weather.
Oh, God. Well, I've conquered one of my fears. The flight was bumpy and I'm still here and happy. So one down and it's two to go.
All right. Well, if I whack a song on, you guys will be there in a couple of minutes then now, right?
Yeah.
Well, if it's 6 minutes, you need four of our songs.
Great. We'll talk to you guys next.
Carrie and Tommy.
Live from Magic Mountain in Merimbula, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Oh, we're here.
We're here.
And the sky has cleared for about, I reckon, 2 minutes. It's going to be clear.
Yes, a theme park by yourselves is the funnest thing in the world.
And it's a bit spooky because it's got that overcast, it's going to thunder down at any moment feel. It's all feeling a bit like if there was no one else here but us.
Yes.
It could be haunted.
Yes. Because what I've just realised is I thought leading up to this that you were just playing up your fear just a bit. And then I've met Carol, obviously, and I thought, oh, she won't be that scared. I'm actually here with two terrified women.
Carol and I have spent a lot of time talking and calming each other down. Carol is the reason we're here. Carol got stuck in the black hole water slide when she attempted it many, many moons ago. I even heard her say to her husband as we were walking through the gates, we've been through so much together in our life. I can do this. That's how terrified she is.
Well, we're just walking to the top of the black hole water slide now.
I have not seen this yet.
And Bickers, here's something great for you. Just before you get to it, you'll notice that there's two slides side by side. And so if you do bail out of the black hole, you can go on the slide next to it called the Doom Tube.
Oh, God. Okay, so I'm walking up now to the black hole. I'm walking up the decking area.
We can see the kiddies pool where Carol said all the kids were after
God.
Her.
Oh, it really is a black hole.
What did you think, mate?
I don't know, but it's... Oh, how fast the drop down? Okay, can you hear the water rushing?
Yes.
Well, no, you can. I guess I'm asking the people listening.
Can you
hear the water rushing?
I'm standing right next to it, mate. Do you know what I love about this place?
Oh, my God. Where does it come out? Does it go underground the whole way?
Well, if you're like Carol, you don't come out. You just get stuck.
Oh, I don't want to get stuck because then I'll get my claustrophobia will kick in.
Yeah, I mean, I can't promise who's going to get stuck and who's not going to get
stuck. Oh, wow. Oh, no.
13 1060.
Oh, no.
We'd love to hear from you.
No.
If you've got any words of support for Bickers or Carol, who's going to be
sliding
next.
I can't see where it goes.
Yeah, that's because it's a black hole.
I know, but I thought it came out somewhere.
I don't know how after 2 weeks you still don't understand what's happening.
I think I thought I'd be fine, and now that I'm here, I don't want to do it. But I know me not doing it is not good for radio.
Do you know what's great? We're going to, much like you pushed Addie down the slide first, we are going to shove Carol down the slide first, just to check.
So I can check she comes out the other end.
Yes.
Great.
Apparently she's a cheaper insurance job than you, mate. 13 1060, if you do have any words of support, Carol. Next, we're going to start shoving people down the black hole.
It's Carrie and Tommy live from Magic Mountain in Merimbula.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little for your Thursday afternoon live from Magic Mountain in Merimbula.
We are standing at the top of the black hole water slide. If you're wondering why the hell we're at the black hole water slide, this is why.
Carrie. Tommy, conquer the black hole.
Hey,
Bickers on Thursday. We're off to Marimbula to conquer the black hole water slide.
We were inspired by listener Carol, who got stuck in the black hole slide years ago.
You're on a little mat thing. I lost the mat. I got freaked out in the dark. The water stopped. I don't know why. And then I can hear him coming, and he's just smashed straight into me and sent me into the pool. And then I just cried and cried and cried. And
Carol, will you join us? Will you come back to Magic Mountain with us?
Okay. The last 25 years, whenever water slides come up in conversation, I'm the butt of everyone's joke, and I think I can do it. I'll come.
Oh, we'd hate for that to stop. We feel like we need to keep that story going.
We'll see you at Magic Mountain, Carol.
Thanks, guys. Woo!
Because you're also going to conquer your fears in the process with Carol.
Get claustrophobic. I don't like heights.
I can't wait for you to conquer the black hole because...
I'm on board. I mean, guys, we're going to the black hole. We are here and here with listener Carol. Carol,
hello.
How are you feeling?
I'm pretty nervous, but I'm good to go.
We just had a briefing before where we were told that we must remain lying down the whole time. And what did you say, Carol?
That's news to me.
So 25 years ago, this could explain why you got stuck.
Perhaps. I'm going to lay down today.
Great.
My favourite bit of the briefing was when, Carol, you then asked, which way does it go? Once it goes dark, does it go left or right? And Jeremy, our safety instructor, said, I don't know, I've never been down.
That's encouraging.
It was a bit disappointing.
Hey, Carol, you are as nervous as I am, but we have some callers on the line, Jess. Who have we got there to make us feel better about this?
We've got Mel.
Hi, guys. How are we going?
All right, Mel.
It's not actually that bad. I did it as a kid years ago. You just have to close your eyes, ladies, and just let it just go with it.
So you think close eyes, don't have them open?
I used to close my eyes all the time as a kid when we used to go there every year, and that was the only way I got through it.
But, Mel, the bit that they're terrified of, or I know particularly Carrie, is the darkness. So if you shut your eyes, the darkness just goes for longer.
You know what? I'm not good in closed spaces. I struggle, but the only way I could deal with it as a kid was just close the eyes, and it goes pretty fast too, ladies.
Great.
Can I just say, I'm down at the bottom of the slide, I can't see you guys up at the top, so I'm waiting for you to spit out down here. The water is coming at quite a pace down
here. Yeah, we had one of our guys go down it yesterday, and the speed with which he emerged was very fast.
I can see him. Joshy, he's down here with me, and his boxes are still wedged halfway up his ass. He's yet to retrieve them. We're going to send in a search party soon.
Okay, how are you feeling, Carol? Are you ready to do this?
Yeah.
Okay, now, how's your heart rate? Because I know your Garmin was going off like a rocker.
I'm not wearing it.
No,
so
you're not.
Knows.
Okay. All right.
Just two very nervous people trying to interview each other.
Mate, you laugh. One day I'll make you do something you're scared of.
Yes.
I'm yet to work out what that is.
Marriage.
But I will. I'm married. At your wedding date, imagine this feeling right now. Okay, Carol's about to sit down on the blue mat. She's sitting down on the blue mat. She's about to help mimic. Lie down, Carol.
How's she looking, Bickers?
She's looking nervous, but she's got this. I know she's getting another briefing about leaning down.
Okay.
I'm really worried she's going to sit up again.
Oh, God.
3, 2, 1, go, Carol! And she's off! Oh, my gosh.
Okay, she's on the way down.
I'm waiting for her to emerge. Yeah, she's on her way down. She's on her way down. I can't see her yet. There's an opening where she's going to come out.
Imagine if she got stuck again.
Oh, no, at least I won't be going
Wouldn't
down
it be great
then.
Radio.
Gosh, it's taking a long time. Oh, there she is. She's out. Her hands are in the air. Hands
okay,
down, Carol.
I'm
hands
still
down.
Yet to see her emerge here. Oh, here she comes. Carol!
She did it!
Yes, Carol!
How does she look, Tommy?
Carol looks like a drowned but proud rat. Carol, come over this way.
Oh, Carol, good on you.
Carol, how did you feel?
Oh, it was so much more fun than I thought it would be. That was awesome.
Did you just say that was a violent exit?
Into the pool, but I could do that again. That was ace. Thank you.
Carol!
Okay, well, that's what I need to hear.
So is Carrie going to be fine?
She is going to be awesome. Yep, not as scary as I remembered it.
All right, because I think me and you are up next.
Okay, we can do this. If Carol can do it, I can. I'm going to go wetsuit up.
We'll do more live from Magic Mountain in Marimbula up next.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Live from Marimbula for your Thursday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
and our wonderful listener Carol has just conquered her fear of the black hole water slide. Good on you, Carol.
Thank
25
you.
Years you've carried that fear.
I really have, and even the last couple of nights I haven't slept, and when I wake up I hear Marimbula, Marimbula, and it's just had me completely freaked out, and that was awesome.
Isn't okay,
that,
I now I'm excited.
It. Isn't that so nice? Our audio producer thinks he's just putting together jingles for the show. He doesn't realise that he's ruining people's
it's
lives.
It's the stuff of nightmares. It is. Yes.
But we have some people on the line.
I think we've got Nicole, is it?
Oh, from black hole to Nicole. Get in, Nicole.
Hi. Carrie, I used to go there as a kid as well, and there was a rumour going around our caravan park that a snake got down one of the air holes.
Oh, stop it. Nicole, no way.
So the person who came out at the end of the black hole had a visitor with them.
And there's no snake there. There's no snake.
No.
Well, but usually it's the first person who rouses the snake and it's the second one. Who's next?
It's too wet for a snake. Like, it is not a snaky kind of day in Marimbula today.
Is that what you're telling yourself?
They like the hot sunshine.
Okay. Okay. Should we get you in position?
Let's get ready. I'm going to do this.
You can do it.
Next. Oh!
Stick around. Up next, Carrie Bickmore conquers the black hole. Or does she? We'll find out after this. It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
Live from Magic Mountain in Marimbula, Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little as Carrie tries to conquer the black hole.
I'm about to go down the black hole water slide. Mm. The plan was for me to go down, then you to follow me.
Yes.
But I don't trust any of you, and I have this fear you're going to stop the water or something, so I'm stuck in the black hole, so I'm going to make you go down first.
You would be happy to know that I asked if they could stop the water.
I knew
and
you
it was
would've.
Deemed a health and safety
Good.
Issue.
Why would you
But we
do
may
that,
have got
though?
A workaround for it. Will we? You never know. Will you get stuck halfway? I'm not sure.
If anyone's listening and you were going to stop the water on me, now's your time to stop the water on him, because that's really, really unfair to do that to a scared woman.
Scared. Terrified.
Terrified.
Yes. I'm going to hand over my microphone now.
Yeah, you're going to go down
I'll,
first.
I'll meet you at the bottom. Yeah,
okay. And again, I'm going to have to commentate something that is probably better for TV and not radio, but anyway. Okay, now the mat, the blue mat, he's getting on the blue mat. He's about to slide down. He's got a GoPro in his hand. Is that... and he's gone! He's down! He's down the tube. Okay, 120 metres, Jess.
All of this is going to go our socials, at Carrie Tommy Show, if you want to check this out a little bit later on today.
Now, about three quarters of the way down the slide, he should pop out before
Oh, wow.
he then... Oh, he's out!
He's screaming
he's out.
A lot.
And now he goes back into the tube to come out the other end. Oh, my God. And he's out. And he's out. Yeah, and he's done it. He's done it. Oh, he's gone arse over tip. Okay. Oh, God. It's my turn now, isn't it?
Has he stacked him?
Oh, I think I'm going to be sick.
Oh, my God.
Oh, he sounds like
Oh, my God. I can't hear.
Producer Sonda, please don't let him stop the water.
Okay. Oh, my God. Someone with as big a nose as my nose should not go down that water slide.
I feel sick. Okay.
I've got...
Okay, I'm handing over my mic, guys.
Don't do it, Bickers. I've got half of Marimbula up my nose.
Okay, I'm handing over the mic. I'm gonna do it.
Bickers, don't
ready?
Do it.
Okay. Are
don't
we ready?
Do it.
Okay.
It's dangerous.
Okay.
Bickers. Okay. Hey, I've had a great time working with you, mate.
Okay.
Three.
Oh, God.
I'll look after
oh,
the
God.
Family.
Two.
Oh, God.
One.
Turn
oh.
the water off. Turn
oh,
the water off.
Oh, God. Oh, how far should my bum be down it?
Oh, okay. She's not gone.
Okay.
She's on.
Oh, my God. Okay, I haven't got a visual on her yet.
I can't wait to see the video on Carrie Tommy's show later today.
Okay. I can hear her, but I can't see her yet. We've got a big more! Yes, Carrie! Yes! Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Good. Oh, my God.
Oh. Carrie. Here. Here. Are you okay? Are you okay?
Hey. That envy. This. Oh, my head. I got a headache for the water.
Mate, you did so good.
Oh, my God. I conquered the black hole. Oh, my God. Oh, shit. Okay, hold on. I gotta catch my breath. Okay. Okay, there were bits in there. Actually, let me catch my breath and then I'll tell you all about it. I know you just did it, but I'll tell everybody else all about it.
Do you want a quick bit of good news and bad news? Good news is you conquered it. Bad news, I think two of your bits of hair are still to come.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little live from Magic Mountain in Merimbula, because Carrie Bickmore has conquered the black hole.
Carrie Slidemore, I think you'll find.
Carrie Slidemore. God, it feels nice to stand next to you, not just a conqueror, Bickers,
yeah,
but a champion.
I am a champion. What music did you have ready for me if I didn't do it, out of interest?
No, mate, no, losers don't get music.
Oh, sure, okay. I thought you might have had I'm a loser, baby.
So why don't we? 13, 10, 60.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear from fellow champions?
Mate, if you today are a champion like me, whatever you've done in your day, and you're like, bloody hell, I'm good.
How?
Give us a call. 13, 10, 60. I feel amazing. Conquering your fears is such a good feeling.
Great. What was the worst bit?
Oh, the end. Well, the first of all, the drop. When you first get on it and you drop.
Yes.
And because you don't know how long the drop's going to go for,
yes,
or how long the tunnel's going to go for, that was the bit where I was like, ah! And then there's a bit halfway down where I wondered if I drowned.
Well, I think we've actually got the drop bit here. If you can spot the moment that your head goes under and your soul evacuates.
Oh, okay.
She's not gone.
Okay.
She's on.
Oh my god.
Okay. I haven't
got a video on her yet. That's how it felt.
Wait to see the video on Carrie Tommy's show later.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and then the end bit where you get pushed out the other end.
Yes.
It's like someone tips a bottle of water but up your nose.
Yes.
Yes.
Mate, you try having my nose and doing that.
I bet.
I reckon,
still got stuff up there?
Yes.
Yes.
I reckon
you can provide the drinks later tonight. Yeah.
On tap. You've just got to tweak my nose from one way to the other.
My glass underneath.
Guys, you've got a couple of champions on the phone here. If you want to chat to Lynette.
Hey, Lynette, are you a champion today?
I am. Well, it was in 2006, but I'm still a champion.
What did you do?
I'm petrified of heights. And in 2006, I had two girlfriends out from America, and they wanted to climb the Sydney Harbour Bridge.
No.
Yeah, exactly. And we did it. And I stood there.
Oh,
God.
And I will do it again one day, but...
Why?
All right, there's our next trip, guys. We take another listener up the Sydney Harbour Bridge.
Good on you, Lynette.
We got Darrell as well.
Darrell, are you a champion today?
I'm not a champion, but my landlord from Sydney, who owned the building that we have our business in, have given us free rent until the end of the year.
Jesse, you've got to chill. I reckon we've taken it slightly off course. I mean, it's a lovely thing to
whatever
do.
Whatever happened today that made you a champion?
What did you conquer? Your landlord. I guess, Darrell, you're a champion.
Do you know what?
Yeah.
I'm such a champion. I'm going to do it again.
You know what? That is the stuff of action.
It is. Champions don't just do things
once. Everybody
can fluke
something.
They go back and
they
do it better and harder and faster.
Are you going to go harder and
I
faster?
I hope not.
Mate, you already lost half your hair on the first one. If anyone wants a bit of Carrie Bickmore, there's two big hair extensions somewhere in the black hole at Magic Mountain.
I hope I'm going to catch them on the way down. I'll try and catch them on the way down.
Because I saw Carrie Bickmore come out of the slide and then I saw someone go underwater.
Not.
And then I saw a bald boy come up from the pool at the bottom. Give us your microphone. Give us your microphone.
Okay, I'm going to do it again, guys.
Yep.
All
right. Okay, I've got your microphone and your headset. Bickers, jump back in there. Jeremy's got a mat for you.
I don't want to do it anymore.
Mate, you're a champion. Champions do stuff at least twice. Are you ready? Bickers, send us on the way, mate. Go conquer that hole again.
I am a champion!
Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, we are live from Magic Mountain. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, how are we doing, guys?
Not only did I conquer the black hole, not once, but twice, everybody.
Twice.
I now have my own T-shirt that says I conquered the black hole.
It's good stuff, because...
They don't make them anymore here. Belle, producer Belle, got a limited edition I Conquered the Black Hole t-shirt for me. I used to sell them here.
Is that some limited edition merch you've got there?
It is limited edition merch.
Mate, will you ever wash that or is that just staying on now?
Oh, no.
You're going to give that a run on the project?
The smell of chlorine is going to stay with me. I'm currently, the other half of me is in a wetsuit and it's starting to feel very warm.
Well, what I had a question because you said it feels like I've wet myself.
Yeah.
Have you?
Oh, I have. Not right now. I haven't just peed in the wetsuit, but I have before. What? As if you haven't.
No, no, I have. But did you think I was literally just asking you, have you ever peed yourself?
Yeah.
No.
No, I mean, you just mean now.
I mean
have
now.
I just weed in the wetsuit? Mate,
it's such a funny
answer.
I'm above
answer. Sitting next to you weeing
it's
in a wetsuit.
It's such a funny answer for have you weed yourself? Yeah, before. You're like, took a challenge. Yeah, before. Okay.
Oh, should anyway, we go? Should we go? We're in a theme park on our own.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The world
yeah,
is our oyster.
Well, more specifically, Magic Mountain is our oyster.
Yeah.
Yes.
Should we go take it on?
Yeah, sure.
Plenty more to come more with Carrie and Tommy live from Magic Mountain up next.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Live from Magic Mountain in Marimbula, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little for your Thursday, Arvo.
Now that we're away, are you just playing your favourite songs?
It's just my playlist, guys, all the time.
Is this going to be 2 hours of Sophie Ellis-Bextor? Is that what's happening?
It's playing again in a minute, guys.
Hey, big thanks to the wonderful folks here at Magic Mountain for having us.
Oh, it's so wonderful.
Park
and I've never been in a theme park on my own.
No.
It's like, it's actually quite fun.
Of course,
this is
yeah.
what my, I mean, can any, wait, that could be a new thing.
Yes.
Theme parks where they open up just for one.
Sounds expensive.
Yeah.
That's like a real bit more perk, but yes, sure.
It's definitely, this experience
feeling?
Is definitely going to be a chapter in my autobiography. It's been real good.
It's going to be a chapter.
Definitely a chapter.
And
I've been conquering my fears here today. It's a big thing.
What's your book going to be called?
Because well, I don't know. I haven't got to that bit. Well,
surely actually, you start with a title.
Funnily enough, the other day I did say something and Chris said that should be the title for your autobiography.
Which is what?
Phlegm for the day.
Phlegm for the day?
You'd pick that up, wouldn't you?
I don't reckon I'd even know how to spell it. How are you spelling phlegm?
P-H-L-E-G-M. Is that it? Ooh, phlegm for the day.
I didn't know that you'd touch that at all, would you?
I can't wait. I can't wait, especially in the current current COVID world.
You wouldn't expect me to have an autobiography called Phlegm for the Day, would you?
But also, are you going to be happy with all these people picking up going, have you read Phlegm for the Day?
It starts conversation, though. Because what happened was I had a cold, and in the morning I had a lot of phlegm coming up, and we were about to go for a walk, and he said, are you right? Sorry. And I said, sorry, I'm just getting up my phlegm for the day. And he said, that's a great autobiography.
That is the most geriatric thing I've ever. You and my dad. You know what my dad does? My dad walks out of the sink and you just hear this.
That's what I was doing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've always wanted to do. I've wanted to do an adult title because
of
I think a little bit of lovin' is a great title.
A little
for
bit
me.
Of lovin'.
Yeah.
Oh, yep. I feel like that's a bit. That's not enough for you.
That's the tagline. He's not enough for you.
No, I feel like you need something a bit more.
What?
A little bit of loving. It's a bit soft. What's your autobiography about? Tales
it's
of a lover.
Soft. Well, I don't want to write a book, so mine will be a movie.
You're going to have a movie about yourself.
I was
called A Little
very
Bit
short
of Loving.
Movie.
Oh, my God. Who is going to play
you? It's
feeling
very notebook-esque.
Who are you casting in this movie?
It's going to be Denzel Washington, obviously. He's the natural go-to.
Can I be in it? Helen Hunt can play me.
I don't think you guys have realised what I was suggesting.
What were you suggesting?
Oh, yeah,
like
know.
An adult film. Yeah. Oh, you're an idiot.
Yes,
I wouldn't watch anything called A Little Bit of Loving.
Why not?
Because that's
I'm
not
supportive of stuff
watch.
You do. I'm going to buy a copy of Phlegm for the Day. No. I think Too Little Too Late is also a good book.
For you,
I loved
A Little Bit More. A Little Bit More.
A little
bit more.
Okay. Still my name for your book.
We can write a book together.
A little bit of
Phlegm. A little bit more.
That's good.
Yeah.
Spike Milligan I loved. He had on his tombstone, I told you I was ill. Which is fantastic.
That's funny.
Yeah. it's so good.
I wonder if people have thought about what their book title would be if they wrote an autobiography. Because I definitely am not writing an autobiography. That was a joke. It will not be a chapter in any upcoming autobiography.
Why not? Have you got a publisher deal and you're actually now going coy about it?
No, I'm not. As if I'm going to write an autobiography at 40. We're halfway through life.
40, come on. Jesse, have you thought about the name of your autobiography?
I'm just thinking
Surely it's, because your last name's Watkins.
Yeah.
Surely it's...
Watkins are you talking about? Or
yeah, I was
Watkins
thinking,
was my life all
what
about.
What is he doing? Yeah, something along
Watkins
that line.
What is he doing?
Yeah,
what is he doing?
131060, give us a call.
See, phlegm for the day is still better than all of that.
Give us a call.
You can use that if you get yours done before mine, Jess.
I can use phlegm for the day. Thanks so much.
I can't wait till you start having all these like roll-on editions and you have phlegm for Christmas and a very happy phlegm. Yeah. Give us a call, 131060. Have you thought about a book name? I'll also accept album name.
Okay.
131060, give us a call.
We'll take your calls next. It's Carrie and Tommy live from Magic Mountain.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Live from Magic Mountain in Merimbula, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, Sabo.
And we are doing on 131060, what would the name of your autobiography be? Because it's thought about hers a lot. She's got a secret book deal simmering that she's not telling us about. And the title of that book, when it finally comes out, is going to be called...
Phlegm for the Day.
Phlegm for the day.
Stop saying phlegm. No one says phlegm. It's phlegm. People know what the word phlegm looks like.
Do you think
have
it makes
the spelling?
More...
Is that how you spell phlegm?
No, I haven't checked.
I feel like if you saw my face on a book and phlegm for the day, you'd be like,
would
what
have,
is going
would
on?
Would you have a cheeky snot rocket
no,
coming
gross.
Out of your
that's,
nose?
Oh, that's just too much.
For phlegm for the day.
That's disgusting.
I'm so sorry. And would it be a thought per day in it?
Oh, like right. So that phlegms are like my thoughts.
Yes.
Yes.
Isn't that the idea of the book, mate?
What?
That phlegms are like your thoughts?
No, it's just that I coughed up phlegm and said I've got up my phlegm for the day. And Chris thought it was a funny book title.
G'day, Joe.
Hey, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe. What would your book title be?
Mine would be How to Maintain a Hot RRRS.
How to Maintain a Hot RRRS.
Mm. I'm not getting it, but I'm too...
Ars. Joe.
Listen to Joe. Joe loves it. How many times have you told people that one, Joe?
I haven't too often. I try. I have a large following on Instagram, and it's all about my RRRS. So,
Joe, tell us the secret. Because I've got what's known affectionately as a pancake ass.
Flat ass.
And nothing
a
there.
A flat ass.
Yes, a flat ass. Joe, what's You've the secret to your derriere?
Well, lots of walking, a bit of running, and 60 squats a day. We'll get you there.
60 squats a day?
Yeah.
We should do a challenge where...
I really want to ask Joe a question, but I'm scared to ask the question that I want to ask.
I reckon Joe can take anything.
Go on.
Joe. Joe, yep. you sound...
I'm a bit scared now.
Yeah, so am I. You don't sound like the usual influencers we sound like. Sound like they're like, oh, my God, hey, oh, my God, oh, my God.
Oh, that's very
No, I'm 57, Tommy, and...
Oh, you beautiful woman.
Yeah, and I'll slide into your DMs later and you can check out my Insta page, okay?
Wow.
I was about to say the most inappropriate thing about your...
No, don't. You'll love it, though.
Okay.
This is taking a turn. I thought Joe could handle it. It's a hard act to follow, Annie. What would be the title of your autobiography?
I would name mine Just a Little Coy, because my last name is Coy and I'm short.
Just a little coy.
That's
little
good. Because you could have also gone
too.
You could have also gone with too, so. Coy but not fishy.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, what?
And I think I like Annie's better.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
you could use just a little coy.
Yeah, it doesn't
I mean,
make
you're not
sense
coy,
for me.
But you're little.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Annie,
that could be for your adult one too.
And if we had kids, they'd be little coys. Are you? Do you?
Oh,
have...
are you going to crack on to Annie now too?
Well, it seems to be the running theme. Sorry. Hang on. Let's go down. Can we go to our next caller? Oh, Ben, have you thought about rooting me?
Sorry.
Nothing, mate.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Ooh. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little this afternoon live from Magic Mountain in Merimbula. There you go. But don't forget you can find big brands and even bigger savings at Chemist Warehouse, guys.
And if you've just realised, because I'm about to tell you, it's Mother's Day on Sunday.
Yes.
If you haven't got anything, there's still time. Go to Chemist Warehouse. You can get something, a fragrance for mum, and you'll get it at a great price too. So you can get some other stuff while you're in there.
It's over 450 stores around the country, so you've got no excuse. Get some delicious smelling fragrances.
Women love Dolce & Gabbana, by the way.
Do they?
You're like, what am I going to buy? Buy that.
And men love
Burberry by Burberry.
There we go. Yeah. Thank you.
Good.
Don't know.
30 mil? $39.99. That's the one you meant, wasn't it?
That's exactly what I meant. Because we are here at Magic Mountain and we have the park to ourselves. And there's so many options around.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a maze over in the corner
there. What about the Tube Rider?
There's
that
a
looks fun.
Tube Rider. There's obviously the Black Hole, yeah, which is going to be conquered. Mm-hmm. There is a giant boot over there. There's a roller coaster over in the back corner.
I'm less interested in that.
What about the tram that has French fries on it?
Oh, I like the sound of that.
Yeah, I'm going to take you to one of these places next.
Fun.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy live from Magic Mountain in Marimbula, the Savo, where the guys are out in the theme park testing out a few of the rides.
Where are we, Carrie?
We're about to start a high ropes course.
And
it's pissing down.
No, we're about to start part of the high ropes course.
Yeah.
It's the only part that we think you'll be able to do. So we're starting the low ropes.
But it's high. So you want me to climb that and then I'm doing what on the rope?
Well, I think we're going to flying fox down. I'm climbing up now.
I don't know if I can.
You'll be fine.
I don't know.
Simon, what's the average age of people who do this?
Minimum age is 8.
I should ask what the maximum age is. But how do I hold the mic and climb one-handed up the ladder?
I'll be honest, that wasn't easy.
It wasn't easy.
No.
No, it feels like it's on a backwards angle, the stairs.
And it's wet, so it's quite slippery up here.
Oh, my God.
When I say up here, I mean the metre off the ground where
it's
we are.
It's not a metre. How high would it be? How high is it, Simon?
Oh, roughly two and a half metres.
2.5. So enough that you would die if you fell.
2.5 doesn't sound high, but you can't see. It looks high.
Is this more visual content that our radio show is doing?
Oh,
Carrie, you're going to be fine. Rainy.
But now you're both up there I'm down here.
Have you had anyone ever bail out on this, Simon?
Sure have.
Sure have. How many people bail out?
Oh, it's starting to really
grown
get
adults?
Wet. Oh.
Bickers sounds scared, but I need to just paint the picture for what's happening to all the people listening. Even though Simon said, are you ready? And you said, oh, I'm not sure. It's only to climb up the ladder.
I know.
You're still currently
make me feel like
on
an
the
idiot.
Ground.
Now I just climb.
Yeah. Now just climb.
What am I attached to? What happens if I slip?
If you fall, you're connected to a fall stop, so it just locks you off like a seatbelt.
Have we put a safety harness on Carrie just to get up the ladder?
Okay.
Come on, mate.
I'm going.
Now you are officially one rung off the ground. You're doing great. Here you go. Bring that funny helmet of yours all the way up here, mate.
Okay.
Come on, Bickers. You got this. It has started. Raining quite hard. Do you want me to take your microphone?
I don't like it.
Are you okay?
That's it.
Again, you are now about 1.5 feet off the ground. Oh, mate, are you okay? Okay. Okay, do you want to go back down? Yeah, well, I'm finding it very hard because you're literally about 1 meter off the ground. Okay, do you want to go back down?
Oh, I don't know. What happens when I get to the top?
When you get to the top, what's about, you'll just stand up here. You'll be able to feel the rope holding you. And then we'll clip you onto the other bit so you'll be safe. And then we'll flying fox down and we'll go like this.
I don't know if I want a flying fox down.
Okay.
But then what am I holding onto up here? No, I can't get up.
You can just give us your hand and I can pull you up if you want.
I don't know if I can.
I mean, I'm pointing hard because I'm trying to be a very supportive friend, but you are also literally 4 rungs off the ground.
I know, it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't. A lot of household ladders go higher than this one.
I know, but I don't spend time up household ladders.
No, and I don't reckon you should.
I have someone that does that for me. I just don't know how I'm going to climb it.
And you know when you look into someone's eyes and you're meant to say, you'll be able to do this? Everything about your eyes say, you won't be able to do this.
I don't think I can.
Would you feel better if you do it? Are you going to think about this at all afterwards?
Not really.
Yeah, then
But, mate,
you're one rung away. You're at the top here. Do you want me to take your microphone now? Remember, even if you fell at this point, you would be caught by the harness. You'd also just step down onto the ground. But mainly you'd be caught by the harness. How are you feeling?
Not good.
Okay. Do you want to keep going or do you want to go down?
I don't want to keep going.
Yeah, well, then go. Well, you can go down.
But I don't want to not do it because I'm a wuss.
You're not a wuss, mate. I mean.
I am a wuss.
We won't show people
they
this.
I know you think I'm a wuss.
No. I mean, this is... Will you be really proud if you do this? Yeah, you've got it.
Stop talking.
Okay, someone's got to talk or the backup DJ's going to kick in. Okay.
You're up here, mate. You're here. You're here. Listen to everybody clap. See? See? You made it. Yes.
Do I just stay here now?
Oh, you can sit. I reckon you'd probably stand at some point.
I don't want to stand. Just stand up.
Are you just going to stay sitting on the platform? Okay, what do you want to do? I can tell by the onlookers it's getting beyond funny and they're concerned.
Music.
Okay, do you want to come down?
Yeah, I want to get
yeah
down.
We'll get you down. Just yeah, just.
Okay, we might have to leave it there and let Vickers get back down to the ground. When we come back, we'll send Tommy down the flying fox. It is Carrie and Tommy live from Magic Mountain in Murrimbula.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy live from Magic Mountain in Murrimbula. And just before, we heard Vickers climb a ladder to do the flying fox and then climb back down again. Tommy is ready to go at the top of the flying fox right now, though.
All right. I've regrouped. The tears have stopped because I'm back on terra firma.
You're not going to come back up to the dizzy heights?
I'm not coming back up.
Okay.
No. I conquered my short little stair, mate, that I needed to conquer.
Mate, there is no other extreme sport that's quite as full on as four rungs of a ladder, then back down.
I know that to someone that doesn't have a fear of heights, it seems ridiculous. But anyway.
No, I think
I'm very happy here on land and I'd love to see what I missed. What are you about to do?
Well, now I'm spewing that I'm on the kids' bit of it because now I'm about to flying fox over to the other platform, which we thought was going to be Bickers' great entry into extreme high wire sports. But I'm just looking at her.
I could catch you from here, I reckon.
Would you stand up? I don't think you'll even stand under me. Would
I
you?
Reckon I could touch you on the way past.
You could try.
Yeah. All
are
right.
You ready?
Okay.
Are you going to count me down or give me something?
Okay. 3, 2, 1, go. I just missed.
So close.
Oh, see? That looked fun. Oh, that bit didn't. As he slams into the tree.
I shouldn't have got cocky and spun around.
How was that?
I mean, it hurt my nuts.
Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, and this afternoon we are doing it live from Magic Mountain in Murrimbula.
Oh, yeah.
The weather has turned it off for us. Actually, it is pouring with rain. However, that is not dampening our spirits.
Hasn't stopped people conquering things before, Biggers.
Nah, I am going to conquer that goddamn black hole if it kills me.
Yes.
I mean, hopefully it doesn't.
for all of our sakes, let's hope it doesn't. Jeez, wouldn't that be sideways for the trip?
Okay, let's not think about that.
I am now.
You said to me, really did you grim. Not say to me on the way here that you had an obituary package ready to roll?
We have an obit ready for you. Yes. Yeah. We've all shotgunned different items of clothing. I've shotgunned your tie-dye tracksuit.
How long did the obit go for?
It was pretty long.
A tight? Oh, no, long. Thank you. Great.
A lot of it's about me. But there is a bit about you in there, and that's what's important. Hey, it is time to give away. A lot of radio shows give away dollars. Why would we do that when we can give away cents? Give us a call, 131060. If you want to play Alpha Cents, that's next.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your Thursday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Come on, come on, come on, let me show you what it's all about. Every time we play, you could win $10,000.
Cents.
On the Hit Network, it's the Morning Crew.
Carrie and Tommy's.
Alpha Bird.
Cents.
Oh, yeah, no other radio station gives away such a large amount of cents. G'day, Kat.
Hey, how you going?
Oh, so good. How many cents do you reckon you got to your name, Kat?
Oh, goodness. Not I couldn't
enough.
Tell you.
Not enough, obviously.
No. Not enough to count.
Yeah.
Well, let's change that for you today, Kat.
Excellent.
Okay, you've got one letter, 10 topics and 30 seconds to win the cents. The letter for today is M for Magic Mountain or Murrimbula.
And how many cents for each correct answer, because?
There is 10,000 cents if you get all of them right.
10, yes, great. And what
is
if
that
she
right?
just gets a few right?
100 cents?
Per answer, quickest.
Am I learning?
Mate,
you're cute.
Oh,
amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can have 100 cents.
Okay. Are you ready to play, Kat?
I think so. Let's do it.
A place in Australia.
Murrimbula.
A planet.
Mercury.
A boy's name.
Mark.
A musical.
Pass.
A pizza topping.
Mozzarella cheese.
Something round.
Merry-go-round.
A profession.
Marketing executive.
Something you'd find in a handbag.
Makeup.
A month.
Maid.
A TV show.
Married at First Sight.
Oh, and because I started 1 second late because I thought you were going to do it, Tommy, not me, I am going to give you, Kat, the chance to answer the one that you didn't get, a musical.
I don't know if we have this in our budget.
A musical.
Merrily We Roll Along.
What
was that?
Merrily We Roll Along.
Have you just made that up, Kat?
No, I haven't. I actually do musical theatre, and if I get this one wrong, there's a whole crowd of friends out there that just won't speak to me again. So
I'll tell you what, that's some real musical theatre attitude.
getting a thumbs up from producer
Pip. Getting
a
thumbs up. Oh, my God, Kat, you won $10,000! Oh, if only that was dollars.
I know. Look, I'll take it.
Okay, good. I'm bad about our competition.
Why? Just gave her 10,000 cents.
I know, but
think of all the stuff she can get with that.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe not even a ticket to the musical she was talking about.
Carrie Bickmore. And Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Live from Magic Mountain in Marimbula, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
What a day we've had.
Mate, you've conquered. You came, you saw.
And I kicked some ass.
Okay, I was going to say you conquered. But
yeah. Do you know what it's made me think, quite genuinely? When I go to theme parks with my kids, I am the mum that watches them on all the things.
Mm.
And I think perhaps I should be the mum that goes on it with them now.
Because, firstly, I love this and I'll support whatever you do. But do you think we should also remember the rope platform course?
That I didn't conquer.
You cry.
High ropes is still a challenge that I will take on at some point.
Water-based
activities.
But when
it comes to slides, when it comes to anything on the ground, I'm down for it.
What else can we go out and conquer tonight? A few skis?
Actually, not roller coasters either.
Okay.
No.
You're
so not roller coasters,
conqueror.
Just groundwork, I'm there.
Yes.
Yeah. The kids will love it.
No, mate, the ground conqueror. Try stop her. Thanks to everyone here at Magic Mountain for having us.
Absolutely.
It's
been awesome. And if you want to see our magic day, go to @CarrieTommyShow.
Carrie Tommy.
Go to @CarrieTommyShow on our socials and you can see all the action.
Goodbye, I'm Terry.
Carrie and Tommy catch up is over. Time to go and sort out your Mother's Day presents. Spoil Mum this Mother's Day with Dolce & Gabbana for Women 100ml fragrance for $99.99 at Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrances.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.